Mikey's Breakfast on Brentwood and Billericay's Phoenix FM, all in association with Hutton View Care Home. On the phone right now, we've got Carl Roberts. Morning, Carl.
Morning, Mike. How are you doing, my friend?
All the better for speaking to you, and you've brought some lovely weather with you this morning.
You charmer. You absolute charmer, my friend.
I wish. I really do wish. Now, I'm calling you because we want to know exactly how Hutton View is getting on, because I know you're only about 2 months away from being open, aren't you?
We are indeed. So, we're flying ahead. We are about a couple of weeks away from being fully fitted out. So, the final touches are going in outside my office. I'm looking out, and the design team are bringing past copious amounts of artwork ready to go up. And, we're terribly excited to welcome those first residents at the start of November.
Fantastic. Now, I know you're one of the sponsors here at Phoenix FM. Have you had anybody come up to you and go, "I've heard you on Phoenix FM" yet?
Yeah, well, actually, Mike, you know, we have done, actually.
Oh.
And, it's been very nice to sort of get that sort of feedback there. And I guess it must be nice to know that there are definitely some listeners coming through.
Oh, yeah, big time. You, not only that, but you know it's working. It's
well, exactly. Yeah, exactly, my friend.
So you've got a new team starting, is that right?
We do. So we've been very busy throughout the pandemic. The work hasn't stopped, and we've recruited a full team, and we've got about 35 people joining us.
Wow.
So it's going to be a real kickstart. At the moment, it's just been a handful of us here, and it's really going to come alive when the team get here.
Now, you're on our What's On guide quite a bit for all the links that you're doing over Zoom and Microsoft Teams and all the rest of it. Is that going well for you?
Yeah, it has been doing very nicely. We've just recently had a dementia webinar which had over 150 attendees.
Oh, wow.
But we're feeling a bit brave, and we're going to be having our first in-person event at the start of October as well.
Oh, great. Are you going to be doing it as a one-off or just a few people every now and again?
So we're doing it as a one-off for now, to sort of see how it goes. It's going to be a sort of an open house event where families who are considering care for their loved ones can come on down and have a look at our wonderful care home, meet the team. But of course, you know, very sensitive to the current environment out there. So it will be strictly by appointment only. And we have some very strong infection control measures in place to make sure it's safe for absolutely everyone.
Fantastic. So that's if somebody just wants to come down and have a look. But now, and I know you used to do the open days when you opened up a new home. Do you still do that sort of thing now?
So we're planning to have a grand launch, absolutely. We are thinking sort of early next year for that. Obviously, past Christmas is a busy time for everyone. So, opening in November, don't want to clash there. But, we certainly expect to have something happening in February. And, of course, Mike, you'll be at the top of our list of VIPs.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes, I do hope so.
You can broadcast live from Hutton View on that day, my friend. Not a problem.
Oh, fantastic. I'll have a chat with the bosses, see what they come up with, shall we?
Sounds good to me.
Well, Carl, I'll check in with you every now and again, because this is a big thing for the area, and dementia care is huge. People, I mean, my mother passed with dementia years ago, and when you first get struck with it in the family, you don't know what to do. You don't know where to go for the best.
Oh, of course not. You know, it can feel like a very sort of lonely journey when you get your diagnosis of dementia, not just for that individual, but for the family as well. And, you know, our community side of things, you know, we founded the Brentwood Dementia Action Alliance, and, you know, we're very committed to help people on those journeys, into finding a care home and actually, you know, trying to help dependent at home as well, where possible. So, people aren't alone, Mike.
Fantastic. Well, it's nice to know that you're looking after the people that have been diagnosed like this. And can I pop in? Can I? I'm just popping for a cup of tea. Can I call in with you again in a few weeks' time just to see how you're getting on?
That'd be really good, Mike. As you say, we're hurtling towards November, and as you say, we really want to be a part of that community. We've hired, I say, that handful of team now, but you know, there's going to be over 100 members of team working at this home. So hopefully, we'll get to know the community really well and offer some good opportunities for local people. At this amazing home.
Well, Carl, thank you so much for letting me have a call in with you. And fingers crossed, everything launches well for you.
Thank you so much, Mike. Stay safe, my friend, and look forward to speaking with you soon.